Welcome back, folks, to the second hour here at the Power Hour. My guest today, Mr. James Morgan. I'm proud to say Jim is a lifelong friend, and he was certainly a proud son of the Canadian people. Jim was kind of a special soldier, special forces, but he was also did a number of exchange missions with other forces. I know he, anti-terrorist forces. He was with the Black Watch in England and with a group in Germany. And when he retired as a major, or left the Army as a major, he worked for a British mercenary company for several years, was in the Middle East and South Yemen and some of the world's hotspots. Just a great soldier. But he also spent time as an intelligence officer. And I'd like to talk to Jim a little bit about just the affairs going on in the world and where these risks lie. If you folks are like me, we hear what's said on the news, and sometimes it's tough to get a real understanding of what's happened. So welcome back, Jim, and let's start, Jim, by what would you say is the biggest threat to the free world today?
Well, Wayne, I think there's two. The first one, I would say, is an invisible threat, and not much that we give thought to every day. And that's cyber attacks and cyber security. And I think, you know, with state-sponsored, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, that's posing the greatest strategic threat to us, whether it's our critical infrastructure, intellectual property, or political events. Certainly, state-sponsored cyber attacks are very sophisticated. They're motivated by economic, ideological, and geopolitical goals. You know, just think about, for example, the probing of apparently of our electricity system. You know, if they could disrupt our electricity system in a time of conflict or heightened tension, imagine the impact of that across the country. And I think that's something that's not visible to us. It's very invisible. And I think more and more dollars are spent on cyber attacks and cybersecurity, and it's a real threat. And I think that's the number one threat that we face today, and that's certainly not and the general population's forefront of thinking, nor does it make the news very often. And I'm not, Wayne, I don't know whether you have any comments on that. Certainly, I mean, it might have been in the forefront of the news when Trump first got elected, you know, with the impact of Russia, the use of social media on trying to influence campaigns. But I think that invisible threat is the number one strategic issue that we face today. But I'll let you comment on that, and then I'll make a comment on a second threat that I think is there, which is perhaps more visible.
So, well, thanks, Jim. And I guess so, you know, spying has not ended. The Cold War, not a Cold War, but Cold Wars really have certainly not ended. And I guess high technology has really just ramped it up. I guess it's helped on the protection side as well to a certain extent, Jim, but it's, I don't know, has it done more harm than good in this case that we're talking about, the high technology and the way the world has evolved with this technology?
Well, it certainly made it a different kind of threat, no doubt. And I haven't been involved in it for many, many years, but I'm sure that, you know, in the Western world, there is considerable effort for protection, you know, cybersecurity and experts in that field. So it certainly changed some of the thinking, some of the way things are done, certainly the different kinds of efforts. The spy on the ground, as you say, may still be there, may still be important, but the world has changed with technology, and hence the cyber attacks and the efforts for cybersecurity.
Yeah, let's get more specific, Jim. There's been a fair bit of angst over North Korea and these missile tests and so forth, and they've been warned, and there was still more tests. Militarily speaking, how big a threat is North Korea with their capabilities and whatnot? I think, speaking for myself, this is something that's not well understood by most of us.
Yeah, Wayne, I don't know. I couldn't comment really on North Korea's capabilities, but I think what you're referring to is what I call adventurism, and I think that's a pretty popular term amongst political circles. And what we mean by adventurism is, for example, China in the South China Sea exerting some military presence or flexing their military muscle there. Think of China and India along their northern border, both flexing their muscles there. North Korea, as you mentioned, in their missile, flexing their muscle in that arena. So, I think the adventurism is certainly increased. Another example I could think of is Russia and taking over the Crimea, sponsoring of forces in the eastern Ukraine. So this adventurism, I think, is the next biggest threat. And there's a huge debate over how do we respond to this adventurism. I think one school of thought is that there's a deep penetrating response. So you respond with in kind, in military forces, in the particular area where it's happening. That's one school of thought. There's another school of thought called what's called offshore balancing. And that's you're more strategic about where you respond to. And the thinking behind that is that you get a more balanced approach with support from other countries which are involved in that particular area, and it's not just left up to a singular country or one or two. So, it's how you respond to this adventurism that's a big debate right now. But I think that adventurism and the cyber threat are the two biggest strategic areas that we face today.
You know, I remember for years and years, Jim, it was decades, I guess, you know, Russia was the biggest concern, the Cold War, and President Reagan urging Gorbachev, take the wall down, and so forth. And communism, certainly, you know, the Soviet Union broke up. And we look at the situation in Cuba, for example. I visited there once to look at some old submarines. And believe you me, these submarines are nothing compared to the U.S.-built and the British-built warships. I was so interested, Jim, to see submarines built in the United States, built in Great Britain. They just have the highest quality materials and metals. The brasses and bronzes are just the highest quality, Navy bronze and so forth. And when I looked at these Russian-built subs, where the Americans, I've scrapped submarines, both British and U.S. My dad and I scrapped the USS Barracuda, a World War II sub. It was an American submarine from World War II. And where the Americans and Brits would use nickel, you know, pure nickel in the periscope shaft, for example, the Russians used magnetic stainless, the lowest grade of stainless steel with the least amount of nickel in it. And I noticed the periscope shafts had pitted and rusted in these Russian-built subs. The brass, I had never seen brass so yellow in color, which means that there's more zinc in it than traditional yellow brass. Yellow brass basically is 60% copper, 40% zinc. But I swear this brass in the Russian subs, Russian-built subs, was at the most 50% copper. They didn't have any of the real high-grade red metals, the Inconels, the Cooper nickels, and so forth, that the British warships and the American warships had. And when I visited Cuba, you know, once they lost so much support from Russia, from the Soviet Union, boy, life was very hard there for the people. You could see the anxiety and tiredness on their faces, and met some very nice people there. But boy, they're just tired. And, you know, so notwithstanding communism, you know, really did fail back then, it's still alive and well, isn't it?
Oh, it's alive and well. And I think, Wayne, that would be really interesting. And I'm sure there's people, I mean, I know there's people who do it for a living, you know, compare the difference in technologies. I wonder what the difference in technology would be now between, you know, U.S. equipment or Western world equipment and, you know, say Russian equipment or Chinese equipment. I wonder with the advent of technology, you know, the sharing of information, What would the difference be today? Because I think, I don't know what year you scrapped the subs. I think that was, you know, the mid-70s, but that technology was probably built in the 50s and 60s. But what about technology built today? Is there much of a difference? And how much is that difference? Would that affect, you know, in a conflict? You know, that would be interesting to know. And like I say, I'm sure there's people working on that for a living in it, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. That'd be interesting. I mean, we could call Russia and ask how they're building their submarines, but they probably wouldn't tell us, Jim. and of course, technology's come a long way around the world. There's no doubt about that. These big nuclear submarines, my goodness. The USS Barracuda, World War class, Barracuda class submarines, they weighed 999 tons, just one ton less than 1,000 tons. And that's probably the most confined space I've ever been in my life. But I just can't imagine the brave souls that served on these vessels. Just so small, it was just unbelievable to me. And now you look at today's nuclear-powered subs that weigh, just to show in comparison, weigh 14 to 15,000 tons. That's a serious-sized ship, these modern nuclear subs. So I'm sure there's no doubt they've sure come a long way since the Second World War. I just wonder if there are differences, any of those same money-saving, I guess, differences. And, you know, being in the ship recycling business, I'm always interested in ships and boats. And I don't know if you saw it, the Chinese, and I don't know if they built it, but I saw an artist rendering or a plan of an aircraft carrier they were going to build, or more than one, I'm not sure. But these were tremendous size vessels that were so large that they had the capability of, from the bottom, lifting a nuclear submarine, a 14, 15,000-ton submarine, lifting it out of the water to perform service and, I suppose, what a major maintenance work aboard the aircraft carrier. And I think the beam or the width of this was 250 feet wide. Now, that's 2.5 football fields long. Imagine a vessel that wide, or beam, as it's called, breadth. It's just something else. And, of course, you know, we can tend to think of, just on your point, the time sure change, you know, we tend to think of these countries as lesser developed, poorer countries. And certainly China still has millions of hungry people, out of work and so forth. But, you know, they really do dominate the world's economy now. They make eight times more steel than America makes. America and Japan used to be neck and neck for the largest steel maker in the world. And now China makes four times as much as both of them put together. And, you know, they certainly have a lot of high technology in China. And so I suspect that gap's been widened, as you're alluding to, that these aren't primitive, undeveloped countries any longer. And I mean, would you be concerned as a former military man and intelligence officer? Would you think, I mean, can you imagine that China is a superpower or the superpower now or soon to be? Would you believe that?
Well, Wayne, it's certainly on the world stage, on many forefronts, as a leading power in the world. And I was just thinking about, you know, there's people that make a living assessing, you know, technological capabilities of military equipment. And I think you're going to have to wait another 30 or 40 years before you get to scrap a Russian submarine. And then you'll be able to comment on what it was like in 2020, the differences in technology. But certainly I think the gap is closed, and who really knows where the technological differences and capabilities are. And I'm certainly not privileged to that.
It's something, isn't it, Jim, that I don't know, I lose track of time, but, you know, 25 or 30 years ago, China was a closed society. You know, its citizens weren't, we didn't have all the high technology either, but its citizens weren't privy to what, weren't allowed to be privy to what went on in the rest of the world and the free world. And, you know, it's certainly a different story today. They're anything but a closed society, and they may be communist, but they're, you know, they've taken over the world's economy. And you know, it's not hard to understand, Jim, you know, if you take American workers or Canadian workers, let's say, that build ships, you know, these men and women are making, I don't know, $25, $30, $35 an hour for a pay rate. And you know, in China it's less than $1, the average, right? From, you know, the manager of a company, the engineer, the millwright, the equipment operators, the laborers, down to the floor sweeper, it's less than a dollar an hour. So that in itself is a bit scary, how much more they can do with a dollar than what we can do. And of course, it's the way they were able to take over the world's economy. They had an unlimited number of people. I remember the man that owns the biggest car manufacturing plant in China was interviewed, and he has 100,000 workers at the time. This must be 10 years ago that I saw this. And he had 100,000 workers, and the interviewer said to him, "So do you believe that you'll automate such as the U.S. car plants have with robotics and so forth?" He said, "Well, if ever, not for a long time." And the interviewer said, Why do you say that?" He said, "Well, there's 250,000 people at the gate every morning hoping to get a job." And he said, "I imagine before we do that, we'd hire another 100,000 people." And, you know, you, and of course, we're challenged in this part of the world. Speaking of, you know, my family's own businesses and recycling and battery recycling and ship breaking. Boy, it's a rigged game. You cannot high tech your way out of a dollar an hour wage scale. So I suppose they're, you know, they're advantaged that way as well. What's distressed me for many years now, years ago, I was on a panel with Dr. David Suzuki at the famous Canadian environmentalist and scientist, And it was about ship breaking, and that's the reason I was on the panel with Dr. Suzuki and a man from Greenpeace, the head of Greenpeace in Europe. And, you know, just the changes that have happened. But I kind of begrudge the fact that the Chinese environment is so filthy. And, you know, the Yellow River is called that because it's yellow. And the city that makes most of the denim jeans, well, that river's blue, but not like the ocean. It's denim blue. And the air, the particulate floating in the air, and they tell me that the air is yellow in color. And so I said at this environmental, whatever the heck it was called in Toronto there years ago with Dr. Suzuki, I said to the audience, well, you know, as cheap as their labor is, you know, why can't they keep up environmentally? You know, they have the technology now. If you're paying people less than $1 an hour, what's the excuse to continue to pollute and pollute at a rate that, you know, there's no glass walls, as you know, Jim, to keep pollution cordoned off from the rest of the world. There's no barriers in the sea to stop the water pollution. And, it has been a disgrace what has gone on there while China developed industrially. I remember a point a few years ago, Jim, where they started a new coal-burning electricity plant every week in China. And now here we are, fast forward to 2020. There are 8,000 coal-burning electricity-producing plants in the whole world, and China has 4,500 of them. So, you know, a little bit of stress there as far as I'm concerned. Why do they have to continue to operate so dirty? Folks, here's a few more words from our sponsors, and I hope you'll stay with us for the last half hour, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here, your honored guest host today with James Morgan, former Canadian Army officer and intelligence officer. We were just discussing about the state of affairs in the world. So, Jim, from what you know, because I know you're pretty well read since you left the forces, how would you, just personally, how would you rank the top five, militarily speaking, in the world? In terms of, I don't know, strength, I guess. I don't know how else to say it.
Certainly, the United States is in the top five. I think that's without a doubt. I would certainly put Russia there, and I think that's no surprise to anybody. I think China is certainly in the top five. And again, that wouldn't be a surprise to anybody. Beyond that, I think, you know, it's tough to say who would be in the top five. I mean, in terms of size, I think you got to put, I think you'd have to put, India, in that category. I think you'd have to put South Korea in that category. So I think that sort of rounds it out. I mean, you can argue France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Italy. But I think the three dominant players certainly would be the U.S., China, and Russia.
Geez, I thought you'd include Great Britain in there, but... Not any longer, eh?
Well, I think in terms of capability, certainly, but in terms of size, I think, you know, it's the United Kingdom, Germany, France are all major players, without a doubt. You know, in terms of capability and size, but I think the three major ones are certainly U.S., China, and Russia.
You know, I heard that Mr. Biden, if he's successful, you know, some of the things he's going to change is to fully fund, as before, the WHO, where America was paying an unfair large amount of the support. And I liked what President Trump did there, saying, you know, it's not fair. China has so much influence and yet provides less than 10% of the funding that the United States of America does. And Biden has pledged to switch that around and immediately go back to the full support. President Trump also, and I thought this was just smart, said that, hey, this isn't fair with NATO. America's carrying the ball here. And, you know, I'm a bit ashamed as a Canadian that Canada is not carrying their weight. Apparently, we provide neither the funding, the soldiers, the numbers of people, or the equipment. And having scrapped most of our Navy, I know that we aren't able to give the support we're supposed to there. But I didn't think, I thought really President Trump hit the nail on the head that it's not fair. Everybody's supposed to contribute, yet America really has been responsible for defending the free world. And, you know, when you talk about these other powers, Jim, you know, that didn't used to be such a big power, like Korea and India and China, you know, it's a different ball game today. And I think, again, President Trump hit the nail on the head. America couldn't really do it alone, can they? If there was another world war, America's going to need a hand. Oh, maybe we lost them, folks.
No, I'm still anyway. Here, Wayne. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. Yeah,
yeah,
I was
there
just
you
saying
go.
That America, America.
It's a bit embarrassing to be a Canadian and we don't contribute to NATO in terms of our percentage of GDP. And I think that was a good foreign policy move by the Trump administration to put some pressure on the NATO partners to, make their fair share contribution. I mean, what's wrong with a fair share contribution to an organization like NATO? Let's do our part. And I think that was a good foreign policy or a good strategic move on the Trump administration parts to put some pressure on the allies to make a contribution. And why,
sure.
I suppose you could make the other argument, make good economic sense for the allies to put pressure on America to continue making their over contribution. But I think, we all have a role to play.
No, that's right. And when you look at Canada leaning more and more towards socialism every day and spending money on these programs, it really shouldn't allow us to drop the ball and not do our part. I mean, let's face it, Canada would need America to defend us if the you-know-what hit the fan. But anyway, these are all things that the world is changing as fast as you can watch it change, really, Jim. But thank you for joining us today, Jim. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate very much your comments and some of your expertise and knowledge sharing with us. So thank you for joining us, and look forward to doing this with you again another time. James Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, and pleasure to have him on the show today.
Thanks, Wayne. Stay healthy.
You too. So we'll talk a little bit, folks, about health, and I would like to. It's my main passion, and I'd like to remind you of the special at the Power Mall, and just urge you to give it to yourselves if you are a little more anxious than usual, a little more stressed and worried. You certainly have a lot of reason to. It's understandable these days if you're out of work and wondering if your company that you do work for is going to make it. If you have a job when we get back to some kind of normal. So it's very understandable, but urge you to try the Tranquil formula and the REM sleep formula. You won't be sorry. We do have to try and look after ourselves. Stress is a dangerous condition itself for us to live under. The things that happen inside our body when we're stressed are not healthy. Many of our cells, to put it in layman's terms, kind of go into hiding. And, hey, our immune system is made up of our cells, too. So it is not what we want. That's our defense department. We've been talking about the other defense departments of the country. Well, our immune system is our defense department. And our lymphatic system is like the infantry to that defense department. So, you know, it's so important to keep our immune system healthy. And as I've always said, and as Jim Strauss always taught, that cleansing our body is just so important. And it makes common sense. It does make perfect sense. Our car wouldn't run very long if we didn't change the filters and change the oil. Our home furnace wouldn't run very long if we didn't service it and change the filters. No piece of equipment would, and neither will our bodies. As amazing as the human body is, it's just amazing what we can do to ourselves and still survive. But at the same time, it doesn't mean it's wise. And so the cleansing effect of these Strauss products, I mean, that's why I love them so much. They saved my life many years ago. And really, that's what they are, is cleansing products. They're not cures to anything. What they are is support so that our bodies, our organs, and our systems can do what they're supposed to do. You would not stay in the kitchen very long, ladies and gentlemen, if you never took the trash out. You just wouldn't. Eventually, you'd run out of space to be there yourself and work in the kitchen. So our body's no different. Cleansing, I believe, is the most important thing. We cleanse the outside of our bodies. Well, everything's happening on the inside. And, you know, the Strauss heart drops, shown over 40 years to dissolve that plaque from cholesterol to give us 100% blood flow like we're built to have. And that is our body's most important function, is blood flow. Blood flow is energy. It's life. And every single cell from the end of our toenails to the top of our longest hair needs blood. If it wasn't the most important body function, we would not have over 50,000 kilometers of vessels, veins, arteries, and capillaries inside us. It's almost hard to, it is hard to believe that we have that many vessels to carry blood, but that's because every single cell, every single one, needs blood flow. It is life. It is energy. Strauss heart drops are the greatest product I have ever seen or experienced to give us blood flow. So if you've had a heart attack, if you've had a stroke, if you've had open heart surgery, if you have diabetes, boy, diabetics, number one problem, circulation. If you have cold hands and feet, if you have grayish blue lips or skin, these are all circulation. If you have macular degeneration, I urge you to try the Strauss heart drops. It will dissolve plaque from the largest artery in your body to the tiniest vessel in your body, those tiny capillaries that go to your skin. You know, you should have even color, not uneven color. That's generally circulation. And, you know, the Strauss kidney blood pressure formula, again, kills bacteria, which grows fast in our kidneys, helps kill bacteria with the antibiotic herbs, cleanses the kidneys, just so they can do what they are supposed to do and what they're meant to do. The CardioCalm for damaged heart cells and for heart arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat. Incredible formula. I took it over 20 years ago. Have not had an irregular heartbeat since, not ever. Just great cleansing formulas. It's supportive. The difference between pharmaceuticals, man-made chemical pharmaceuticals, is that they seek to change or alter our body's functions and systems and organs to deal with the symptoms. If they fixed anything, we'd get to quit taking them. The doctor would say, Mrs. Smith, your blood pressure is normal. You can stop those drugs. That doesn't happen, and I don't think it ever will happen, because they don't even claim to fix anything. They deal with symptoms. Foods, natural foods, natural herbal formulas, natural medicines. They support our body's functions, organs, and systems to do what they're supposed to do. The prostate formula, just fabulous for men, just fabulous. My dad had serious issues 15, almost 20 years ago. He was to have his prostate removed at the Boston Medical Center. I convinced him because the heart drops, the Strauss heart drops, had the Boston Medical Center cancel my dad's open heart surgery. He never did have one, didn't need it. So I was able to convince him to try the prostate formula years ago. And my dad died 15 years, 16 years later with a healthy prostate. It was never removed. I had the same great experience. The bladder formula is out now, folks, just available now. Fabulous. If you're getting up through the night too many times to go to the bathroom, I urge you to try this formula. Kills bacteria, cleanses the bladder. It's just a smart thing to do. And one that you won't regret. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. Your safety's guaranteed. You have nothing to lose. You can call the Power Mall for any of these great products at 877-817-9829 or online at thepowermall.com. If you want additional information, if you want to talk to a customer service rep for information at the Strauss Company, you can go on their website at Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, Naturals, with an S, StraussNaturals.com. Great people there, great products, all the information that you want, and you can get it all at the Power Mall. They have some great sales on. What a Christmas gift to give someone, the gift of health support. It's just, you can't go wrong, and I just urge you to try it. You just have nothing to lose. I'm just so passionate about this after having my own life saved, having my folks' lives saved and lives changed, and so many people, so many teammates, so many friends and customers over the years. I've just seen so much and have such confidence. I haven't taken so much as an aspirin now in over 20 years, and I don't intend to. No chemicals for me, thank you. You know, these products are safe. You don't need to worry about the risks. You don't need to worry about serious side effects. You may have one side effect with any of these formulas, and that's the detoxing effect. That's using the bathroom, because that's how we get rid of the toxins and poisons and waste from our body. You won't be sick. You won't feel sick. It's not like having the flu. And it's the easiest weight to lose, and it's the only weight to lose it, and it's the most important weight to lose. You can't diet and exercise toxins out of your body. You can't do it. And so supplements we need today, all of which available at the Power Mall. Great vitamin C, B compound, vitamin D3, full spectrum minerals, all necessary today because it is not in our foods, period. We're surrounded by chemicals. They're in your house. They're outside. All the airplanes, the car emissions, chemicals, plastics. We're just inundated with chemicals today, and our bodies don't have the equipment to handle it, so our liver, kidneys, they catch the heck from it, including from pharmaceuticals, from smoking, from alcohol. You know, we're just inundated today, and what we don't have any longer is all the natural foods that nature provided in the first place. We have mostly genetically modified foods or foods that contain genetically modified organisms. And as Jim Strauss said, you cannot duplicate nature. Nature doesn't even duplicate itself. There's no two pine trees exactly identical, no two giraffes, no two porpoises. That's what gives us our strength, is our biodiversity. And our foods are no different. We just don't have the nutrition support that we once had when I was a child many years ago. So, never been a more important time to think about these things, folks. And for yourself, for your mate, for your aunts, uncles, your grandparents, what a great Christmas gift. You know, the gift of health support. And you have my personal words, you won't be sorry. And the Power Mall is a place to get all great products. They don't have any products that are not good. They just don't have them. They want the best for us. They want the best for you. and hence their great reputation right from the day Joyce Riley started the Power Hour. And Daniel Brigman and Catherine Russell and Jay have continued in that tradition. Good people, good products, seriously interested in your health and well-being. And so, as am I, and I just urge you to try these products today. There's some great specials at the Power Mall just now. And the Strauss products are particularly close to my heart after saving my life and my folks and so many people I love and know. And that's why I swear with my life on it, folks. I just have over 20 years experience with them and have seen what many doctors have called miracles. And, well, it's fair enough. It's a miracle. It's the miracle of good health. And this is the route to get it. All natural, all harmless, cannot harm you. And I don't know how many pharmaceuticals, but I do know there's none that guarantee your satisfaction, of course. And the Strauss Company guarantees your satisfaction. You don't need an excuse. If you're not satisfied, just get your money back and know that you're safe. Know that you're safe all the while. You can't overdose. You can't take too much. You can't make one of those mistakes. And for goodness sakes, don't do that with your prescription drugs. And once again, I'd like to urge everyone that, because most people are taking, or a lot of people at least, are taking pharmaceuticals, please be careful. Please read your paperwork. Don't take for granted that everyone else is looking after you. Doctors and pharmacists, they're human beings. They're very busy people, and mistakes happen. So if you read the paperwork, and particularly focus on the potential side effects, potential serious harmful effects that they tell us about. In their defense, they warn us. But if you don't know what they are and you're suffering any of them, well, then you aren't able to do something about it. And if you do have any of the serious side effects, for goodness sakes, don't delay. Call your doctor so he and she can adjust accordingly, whether they adjust your dosage or suggest a different brand. But the point is, don't stay quiet and don't stay ignorant. It's your body, it's your health, and as I've said to so many people, when we die, nobody goes in the box with us. The doctor won't be there, that's for sure. The government sure won't be there. They'll tax you, but they won't be there. It's you on your own, and so we have to take some responsibility for ourselves and our own health. And please, if you haven't done it yet, and they're taking a pill or a few pills, please read the paperwork in your own best interest, and don't lose by default in case you do suffer some of the serious side effects or harmful effects. You don't need to do that with natural. It's just like eating broccoli or rutabagas or natural apples, folks. You don't need to worry about that. You can eat too much, but then you'll just use the bathroom. You know, nothing serious happens to you, that's for sure. So you don't have those worries, and it is only natural. My grandmother helped raise me many years ago and always told me, if it's natural, it's okay, Wayne. If it's not natural, it's no good. I didn't know what she meant then, but she was right on the money. And, of course, Jim Strauss always agreed. Try and stay mentally fit and healthy as well, folks. Try not to be overstressed. Get some exercise. You'll never be sorry for taking a stroll, taking a light ride on a bicycle if you can, walking through the mall. You know, we got legs and arms for a reason. The Creator wanted us to use them, so keep that blood flowing. And you don't have to do stressful exercise, but do keep moving. Get fresh air every day. Get some sunshine when the sun's out. If all you can do is get on your hands and knees and pick some tomatoes in your garden, dig out a few weeds, stretching and breathing in the fresh air, it's all good. So this is what contributes to our good health and our immune system, our immune health. When we lose that, we can lose it all, folks. If you want to be susceptible, nobody wants to be susceptible, but the way to be at risk is not to do these things, not to try and keep our immune system and our health strong. Those people are not the ones that have died with COVID. It's folks with pre-existing conditions and very weak immune systems. And our children, it counts for our children too. You just can't sit and watch the TV and play video games and eat snack foods and expect good health. You know, get those kids outside like our moms used to make us get from under their feet and get outside and get some fresh air and exercise. It's all proven. There's even children with high blood pressure now. They've proven an hour of exercise a day is the best treatment for that. This has all been proven and fact. So a couple of other formulas I'd like to mention, again, for immune health. Strauss's Smooth Oregano. Oregano is really powerful, very, very powerful herb. And the Strauss Smooth Oregano, it's called that because it's easy to take, spearmint flavored, and I love this. Both the Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm are okay for expecting mothers, for pregnant women, and children, young children. So these are two great formulas to take as a daily supplement for your immune and your children's immune health. Expecting moms, those little babies growing inside them. Everybody's health is important. And with that, I'm going to leave you again. It's been my great pleasure and honor to be with you today. I thank you for listening, and I appreciate your support for the Power Mall. God bless, folks. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.